I'm Gene DeLisio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, March 21st from WOSQFM.com. The Marshfield Tiger boys basketball team playing this weekend at the WIAA Division I boys basketball Final Four at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Tigers face Wanakee in the state semifinals Friday evening about 8:30. Our broadcast of that game begins Friday at 8:15 on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. Tiger basketball standout Brooks Hinson is a finalist for the Wisconsin Sports Network Shooter of the Year Award. Brooks is a four-year player for the Tigers, averaging 17 points per game this season, while shooting 43% from three-point range. He is also Marshfield's career basketball scoring leader with 1,602 points, along with 251 career three-point baskets. Brooks is the Wisconsin Valley Conference Player of the Year each of the last two seasons. He'll play college basketball next season at Northern Michigan University. In college basketball action on Thursday, the Oshkosh women's basketball team, coached by Marshfield's Brad Fisher, lost to Smith of Massachusetts in the semifinals of the NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Final Four at Salem, Virginia. Oshkosh falling to Smith 49-47. That ends the Oshkosh season with 23 wins and 4 losses. College softball action on Wednesday. W lacrosse softball team split 2 games at a tournament in Claremont, Florida. Lacrosse lost to Ramapo of New Jersey 5-4 in 8 innings. Marshfield's Maddie Bornbach was the DP in that ballgame for lacrosse and was 1-for-4 with a double. Lacrosse then beat Rutgers Camden 4-1. Maddie again served as the DP for lacrosse. She was 2-for-2 with 2 singles, a walk, and a run scored. On Thursday, lacrosse split 2 more ball games at Claremont, Florida. The Eagles lost to Babson of Maine 7-4. Maddie was a DP and played first base for lacrosse, and she was 0-for-4. Lacrosse then knocked off Hope of Michigan 8-4. In that ballgame, Maddie again was the DP and first baseman for lacrosse. She was 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, a run scored, and an RBI. Maddie now batting .444 with 1 home run and 10 RBIs for the lacrosse softball team this spring. Well, Marshfield Tiger soccer standout Lauren Katzenberger will play college soccer next season. Lauren accepting an offer to play for Division II Minnesota State Moorhead.
Yeah, so it kind of all came into my visits. I went there twice, once for a camp and then once to practice with the team. And all around when I went there, it felt like a very familiar place. And I really loved the town. And also it's right next to Fargo, North Dakota, which is nice to have a big city and a small city option. But the campus was all clean. It was nice. The teammates were all very welcoming. And the coach was super nice to work with as well. So it kind of... it just felt like a really nice spot for me to spend the next 4 years.
What was the process like for you in searching for a school for next year?
Yeah, I sent a lot of emails to a lot of different coaches, different divisions, different areas, just kind of to have a really broad options. And so, of course, the recruitment process has its ups and downs, but I really connected with Coach Scott from Moorhead, and it was... from there, it was a really nice experience working with him.
Marshfield Tiger soccer standout Lauren Katzenberger. She'll play college soccer next season at Division II Minnesota State Moorhead. And that is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, March 21st. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.